Welcome to day 3 of the Catalyst Challenge 2.0. Over the last couple days, we've been exploring what you're ready to let go of on day 1, and then on day 2, what you may be trying to preserve out of fear, out of staying safe. We ask ourselves this important question: is this still connected to source? Or am I trying to keep it alive because I'm afraid of what comes next? That's essentially what we came down to yesterday, that I had you look at and contemplate. Today, we're going to shift towards something a little bit different. So we're going to talk about the abundance that is already existing in this current moment, in your reality now. Because a lot of people believe that abundance is something that you need to create, that you need to attract, or that you need to earn. However, abundance isn't something in the future. There is abundance right now. It exists here because unlimited opportunities exist in the world. Support is here. Resources are available. Possibility is available. Creativity is endless. You can draw anything. You can create anything. Love exists. Solutions to the problem. Where there is a problem, there also exists a solution to that problem. And that exists. The question isn't whether the abundance that you seek is here. It really is simply, can you perceive it? Are you aware of it? Are you conscious of the abundance that's already here? And the reason that we can't see clearly what is here is because we wear filters. We have blinders, goggles, if you will, and glasses, whatever it is that is gonna help you see this, but something, a lens in front of your eyes. Okay, I wear glasses, so I wear lenses so that I can see better. The world doesn't change, but the way that you experience it does. So if you imagine that you wear glasses and you have different lenses, so we call them different energetic lenses. So it could be old traumas, it could be limiting beliefs, it could be unresolved emotions, it could be whatever way that you see the lens that's in front of you, it changes the way you perceive your reality. So if you look through the lens of fear that you're wearing, you're gonna see danger. If you look through the lens of scarcity, you're gonna see lack. If you look through the lens of shame, you're gonna see that you're not enough. And if you look through the lens of guilt, you see reasons why you don't deserve more. See, the opportunities may be there, the support may be there, the abundance that we talked about is there, but you can't see it because of the energetic lens that you're wearing, the glasses. You gotta put on new glasses. So, guilt, shame, fear. And it's not this actual emotion of something that distorts our reality, because emotions are short term. They last seconds to minutes. It is the state of it, the state that we create, long-term state that causes it. So an emotion, it's supposed to move through you quickly. You feel it, you process it, you let it move through the body. Emotion means energy in motion, right? And that's it, it's done. It's changed you, great. You said enough of this, you took a step and it's done. But the state of it, have you ever looked at someone and you say, this person is always angry? That means they've created a state. The lens with which they see the world has a state of anger. Not the emotion of anger, because you can process the emotion quickly. It's meant to, but the state of it. So fear, the state of fear, that lens tells you that there isn't enough. Shame tells you you're not enough. Guilt tells you that you shouldn't have more. And these patterns, these filters that we're wearing, that's how we see our world. And then even though it might not be true because you're just wearing glasses that you can take off, because we do it over and over and over again, it might feel like it's true. Not because they are true, but because we've looked through them for so long. Have you ever had your windshield, you know, start to get, like, let's say you're going for a drive on the highway and then it starts to get all these bugs on it. And then by the end of it, you're like, oh, this is pretty gross. And then you clean it. And then all of a sudden you see clearly again. When was the last time you cleaned the lens or changed and upgraded glasses that you were wearing? So the challenge isn't creating more abundance. It's removing these distortions in your field that prevent you from seeing the abundance that's already here. So how do we tap into that? The answer is your resourcefulness. One of the greatest forms of abundance is resourcefulness. And this is how it sounds like. I may not know the answer yet, but I can figure it out. I might not have everything I need right now, but I can take the next step. I trust in my ability to adapt, to learn, and to grow. That's what resourceful sounds like. I will find the answer, or I will talk to someone who knows it. The most successful, resilient, fulfilled people aren't the ones with the most resources. They have learned how to cultivate their resourcefulness. So today, the contemplation I want you to look at in your life is, what opportunities are actually present right now? Where are you already feeling supported? What resources, what relationships, what skills, experiences, or possibilities are available to you right now? And then also, what emotional patterns have been preventing you from fully seeing them? Because if we know the lens with which we look through, we can change the lens. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow.